Maybe shoot my shit pistol. You know,
I'm like, shooting my shit pistol my right shit now, mister.
Or like,
it's silent.
Also, just like your piss pistol.
Yeah.
You think that's a known term?
Piss pistol?
A piss pistol. Like as a euphemism for your dingo.
No. Piss whistle.
Okay. Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Just get right in.
Yeah.
Let's submit big shit, many game. Welcome to our podcast.
This is good graphics.
Yes. And I'm Curtis.
And I'm Brett.
What? And boy
howdy. Oh shit.
I just saw it. Brett just popped a boner so hard that he dropped his cell phone on the ground. Thinking about his Xbox.
I became an X boy.
You got X'd.
I got X'd.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was grocery shopping, and I was just walking by getting some cat food, and just saw him in the case there, and eyes turned green. I grabbed my wallet and went, I want that now.
Turned into a Shrek
monster.
I
didn't even think about it. I just was like, found the dude. I was like, no, give me that.
Yeah, you, man, give.
I was like, hey. Middle of grocery shopping.
this. Hey, man, this.
Get me. This
for
me, what get money give. Swipe.
Hey, bitch, get me
go get
get it. Hey, for me now, go go. That's how it went down, pretty much, right?
More or less,
yeah,
with maybe, yeah, no, almost to a T. Yeah. Yep. But yeah, I hadn't been playing a ton of new stuff, but now I got that Game Pass. I'm on that Game Pass.
Now you're drowning. You're drowning in content.
Too much. So I played a ton.
Too many titles.
Of shit. So many title. Not games, just title.
Just the title. You That's can all read you the get. Title. That's all you get.
But I've even beat some shit. Beat? Like, which I wasn't doing much. Yeah, I beat two games.
What'd you beat? Oh, yeah, I know what you beat. I know. I already know already.
I beat the medium, which was cool.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Can't wait for the large to come out.
The large. The prequel. The small. Yeah, that's cool. Spooky, scary.
Yeah.
Real good graphics.
That's like a Silent Hill kind of thing? Is that what...
Kind of. It's more like Clock Tower. Like, there's not much combat. There's only...
Sneaking and hiding.
Sneaking and... The whole shtick is that you're a medium who can split between the real world and the spirit world. And so right.
The spirit world's like...
It's yucky.
It's dark, yucky. It's like Chris Angel's world.
Yeah. But there are a lot of puzzles where you either have a path that's not there in one or the other, and you have to like do one thing in one environment.
One goes in Claire's and the other goes in the Hot Topic.
Exactly. Yeah, okay. That would be it. Okay. and then I beat, Tell Me Why.
Yeah, that was a bad idea to name
bad
that.
Title. Every time I think of the game, that's what I read the title on the screen or on a box or anything.
Yeah, and that song. Like,
and that's what I hear.
How do you not notice that? How do you not think about that? You got to consider that. Don't Nod is not good at naming their games.
Not
they
really.
Make awesome, I mean, fucking games. Some of the best games I think exist.
Life is Strange is a pretty good title. That's the
best. I don't think it is, though.
Really?
That's like the only thing I don't like about it.
You don't think the title's good?
No, I don't think it's like bad or anything. I think it's just like, it's so vague and kind of like, I don't know. It's just like...
Well, they can fit it to so many different frameworks that way.
Right, too. I guess that's true.
Every single game is about something strange in someone's life.
Yeah, it sounds too much like a statement rather than like a title. I don't know.
Yeah, Tell Me Why, I thought was great. Like the story and everything was pretty much on par with Life is Strange.
Yeah.
Different kind of vibe, but still good.
Yeah, yeah. Big vibe.
The graphics looked real good.
Uh-huh.
Now I got me even more stoked for Life is Strange in like what, a week and a half?
Yeah.
Life is Strange True Colors.
That's
September
10th.
Oh, I thought it was the 7th.
I think it's the 10th.
It's the 10th, you're right.
Yeah.
And what's today, the 23rd?
The
2D3, yeah.
Is that a 3 or a 5? It's the 2D5th.
Oh, wow.
It's the 2D5.
It's the 2D5th.
The 2D5th.
2D5.
It's the 2D5th.
It's 2-5.
Hey, it's the 2D5th.
Anyway.
Oh, it's already 2D5th, huh?
Yeah.
What?
That.
Yeah, I'm going to honk about that one.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. I wanted to do the remastered games before.
Oh, right.
Like, play them again. And the, well, the remastered versions of the original or the first Life is Strange games. But
got delayed.
Got delayed till next year, I think.
And they didn't even give it a hard date. They just said early 2022.
Yeah. So
it could be January, it could be March. Who knows?
It's not. Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. I'll play. Yeah. I'll want to play it again then, too. Don't matter.
I tried The Ascent, which was one you talked about briefly last time. Yeah,
that's going to be my main event today.
Yeah, I figured, because you've played more of it than I have.
Yeah.
And I loved what I played, so we definitely got to talk more on that. But I've done a piddle on it. Just done a lot of dabbling, a lot of dipping in, dipping out, seeing what's what.
Dripping.
Played a lot of cool stuff that I've been wanting to play, that like Xbox One games.
I saw some of those titles at... At work, we got to hook her up to 83-inch Master Series Sony OLED.
The A90J. Yeah. It looked real nice.
Big, big sloppy.
Even though
huge ropes of cum shot everywhere. It was fun.
Series S, I didn't mention. Yeah. I did not get the X.
Don't matter.
That was my original intention, but when I saw the S there, and I was just like, fuck, if I'm going to get a PS5, that'll be my workhorse, and this one's just for Game Pass.
Horse.
But
maybe that's what they were thinking when they came out with a Series S.
Yeah, because I probably wouldn't have gotten.
It's more difficult to like just drop $500 on a whim than $300.
Yeah, it just feels so much less. Even though
$300 and less seems like something that you could, in theory, like theoretically, you could just see and buy at some point.
Yeah,
but that's the.
Because 500, you're like, that's half a thousand.
Yeah, right. That's what it is. It's half a thousand. 300,
it's like, well, that's not much more than 200.
Right. Well, you think about it, that's...
my logic
probably
on spending is twisted.
It's like 5 or 6 full-price games.
Now they're $70, too. That's why I'm stoked on Game Pass as well.
Oh, shit.
I like, for instance, Psychonauts 2 came out yesterday.
Wrong podcast. Whoops. it's just a reaction. It's just... Can't help it.
It's Pavlovian.
Yeah.
But yeah, that came out yesterday on Game Pass. I got it. Playing right now. Good. I don't know.
Psychonauts.
Haven't played enough of it to really... Like, I played a couple hours last night, and that's it. So, start of it's real cool. It's fun. Good platformer.
I like the first one.
See, I didn't really play it, so I'm just kind of going in. I knew I would like the first one, but I only ever... I think I bought it on a Steam sale. Installed it, played it for a half hour, and never played it again.
yeah.
Not because I didn't like it, but just because I also bought probably 20 other games that day.
Yeah. What else did we play at work? There's Vroom Vroom Rumba.
Yeah.
Me me rumba.
Me me rumba. Too loud. Those tires went that time.
No, I just can't laugh too hard because I'm afraid my head will hurt.
That's right.
The volume's fine. I can handle that.
It was loud, though. but yeah, we had talked about that when you got your computer, Forza.
Oh, yeah, Forza, same thing.
And it looked, I mean, I think you got probably a little better frame rate on your computer, but I was still locked at 60 frames.
Oh, yeah, it was smooth.
Because, yeah, the Series S... For $300, you can't even buy a graphics card and install it in a machine that's going to give you as good a performance.
True. Yeah, I don't think so. Because I think like the new, I don't even remember the number, but the newest card that NVIDIA put out is like the 1080p top of the line.
Oh, I didn't know that they'd added one.
It's like a powerhouse for 1080p, but then beyond that, it's not good. Or it's not as good. And that's $329, I think, is like the default price.
And then you still need the rest of the computer.
Right.
And this thing does solid 1440p at 60 frames.
Yeah.
And it's $300 for the whole thing.
Yeah.
Like all you need is a TV. And then $15 a month for Game Pass. I'm pretty stoked you get three months
for free?
No, 1 month.
Oh.
There, and that's at least what was offered when I did it through the system.
Oh, for some reason I thought there was a 3 month thing. Oh no, that's what. No, mine was 1 month too. Whatever. Who cares? Don't matter.
But it's worth it for $15. Like I'm gonna.
There's
keep
a lot of good shit on there, and they.
Yeah.
It's definitely the coolest thing is that you can, which I had never even considered before until I did the free trial, is like you instead of like watching a video review for a new game that comes out.
Yeah,
you're like watching videos and seeing if you might like it. You can just fucking install it and play as much as you want. And then if you don't like it, uninstall it.
Move on
with your life.
I downloaded a bunch of stuff that I wasn't even like super sure I'd get around to playing, but I was just like, fuck it. I got 500 gigabytes.
Yeah.
Actually, after it's formatted, I think it's a lot less than that. It's like 320 something. Like it's like a big portion of it. And I think some of that must be set aside for the games that are in quick resume or something. Like there's got to be a partition or.
Yeah, I don't know how they.
Because the quick resume is pretty crazy.
System set up. But I think it's proprietary. I think it's like a.
I unplugged my system and brought it to work and then plugged it back in and quick resume still worked. Like I turned it on and just like, bam, boom.
Like
I was back in Forza.
That's magic.
Yeah. I don't understand how it worked.
That's like, witchcraft. How the fuck does that happen? Like,
I don't know.
There's not a battery. I mean, there is a battery. I guess there is a battery in there. There has to be.
Unless it saves. Yeah.
You know, the way that a.
Like a cartridge worked.
A cartridge or a watch can save time settings and stuff. Like,
yeah, it's weird.
It just needs like a little baby power source, but I think it has to be like, they must compress all of that information, like what would be in the RAM.
Yeah.
It must compress that like in a super efficient way and then decompress it when you resume.
That's got to be it.
Then it can save RAM space. That's my guess.
And it's got a good amount of RAM. I can't remember.
I don't know.
I don't know the exact specs. I just know that... it's pushing four of them floppies out there. It's got four floppies running
wild. I still don't know where the flop shit came from. This was never
people
a thing.
Focus on it so much now. And isn't it just computational speed? Like it's how many like equations it can do or something. It's not really necessarily in terms of actual usable power.
Right. Yeah.
And then the architecture.
It's not the only, like there are other specs that affect that. Like more, or just as much. And can change the whole outcome.
Yeah, you know more about it than I do.
That's all I know about it.
How many CUDA cores it got? Do they still have CUDA cores?
Not really. They call them something different now. I don't remember.
Nah. I'll tell you what, though. If I didn't have a Switch and I didn't have an Xbox Series S and I had $300, the Xbox is the way to go. For the same price as the Switch?
Like, oh, yeah.
Give me a break.
Yeah, and if you do that Game Pass thing...
I don't have to buy physical games for it.
Well, right. And also the $15 a month option or whatever lets you stream games.
That's coming to consoles this holiday. It's not there yet, I guess. Cloud streaming.
Yeah.
You can do remote streaming from your console to other things.
Right. And you can do it from their cloud.
Well, I think that's only on PC right now.
And Android.
Oh, that's cool.
So in theory, if you were comparing the Switch to the Series S, that's another thing. Like the Switch has the portability, but then at the same time, you could use your phone and play
Xbox
big game, a big boy game.
Or even like if you had a 7-inch Android tablet or something.
Mm-hmm. Or a 69-inch iPad. Don't matter. No, actually not iPad. They wouldn't let you.
That's right. No other stores...
Yeah, like the Parsec streaming app, which I use to do like remote desktop shit from work.
Yeah.
When I want to play games on my home computer at work, that's how I do it through Parsec. And it's on every platform except iOS. So like I can't use it on my iPad.
That's lame.
Fucking stupid. Stupid. Eat my butthole, Steve Jobs. I don't fucking care.
What else did I do? Oh, yeah. I have played a lot of Forza. I think it's the best racing game I've played in years.
You go real fast on that one.
Go real fast.
Can you be a boat?
No.
Can you fly and shit or something? Or is that a different one? Oh, no, you race against boat.
Yeah, yeah. There's that. I didn't realize that, but they have these challenge things that are absurd where you'll be racing against a giant fan boat or a full-blown steam engine. Or there's a Halo one where you're racing... in a Warthog as Master Chief on
John?
John. The John.
117?
117?
My boy John.
my buddy John.
He's a spaceman, a space marine with big guns, big green suit and gold visor. And his name's just John.
John.
Simply John. Like John Denver. John.
Mm-hmm. John that's not, Denver.
That's not the spaceman that I know.
He's from Earth.
That's not my 117 spaceman.
Well, you can just call him Spartan 117.
I won't.
Don't call him.
I'm going to call him Jacob because that's what...
that's sounds what he, spacier.
He looks more like a Jacob. A space marine.
Have they ever shown his face?
Or whatever.
In any of the games? Did that ever happen where they like, took his helmet off?
I don't think so. I don't know for sure, but I haven't played them all. But not that I know of. I know the voice was a big reveal in like the second game or whatever.
Did he not speak in the first game?
No, I don't think so.
He did.
Did he?
Very like
just minimal. Not much?
I feel like I'm going to sneeze.
Achoo.
It did not happen. It stuck.
Achoo.
Damn it all. Achoo. Oh, I hate that.
Achoo. Achoo.
Achoo. It's the fucking worst. Oh my god.
Was. Let's talk about my favorite game of the day. The Ascent.
The Ascent. I was going to call it The Agent.
Wait, before I say that, actually, I've also been going forehead deep. That's from my feet up. From my feet to my forehead deep. And
so you just like plunged in. It's like you jumped into a bog, like a pencil
style, but then get stuck in mud right at the end.
Just the top of my head. Just your dome is sticking.
That's how deep I'm going.
Okay. All right.
With Poly Bridge 2.
Oh, you're right.
Poly Bridge 2 is fucking awesome. It's more of the same, and I've talked about Poly Bridge before, but it's just like a bridge building simulator puzzle game, like physics puzzle, and shit gets like really wild. Like you have to get very creative, and it's fun. It's good. I highly recommend it. So I've been playing through the first one again on the iPad, and then I've been playing through the second one on Steam. I think it just came out of beta, or maybe I think it just came out of beta. But anyway, it's awesome. It's more of the same, but they added springs.
Ooh. I definitely tried it before back in the day. I was not very good at it, but I guess.
It takes some, you learn some, fundamentals that just keep stacking up, you know? Yeah. And then that's what makes it satisfying.
I also did play, before I got the Xbox, I was playing a lot of Marble Game.
Oh, yeah.
On the Switch. Yeah. I was going hard Marble.
Hard Marble. That was on the Genesis, not the NES. Hard Marble.
Hard Marble. Yeah, it had slime on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hard Marble.
And there was someone in the art style of almost like those No Fear binders where it was fisheye and he was jutting his chin forward and he was going, he had like underbite and he had like his teeth were like big and he had his tongue sticking out and it had like three waves in
one.
It.
I know the one.
And he had spiky hair and he was going, Sega!
Yeah. Yeah, it's gross.
That's what I imagine their ads would have been like.
Disgusting.
Sega's for yucky kids.
Sticky kids, you Sega.
I was a Sega kid. I might have been sticky. World may never know.
What was I talking about? Oh, yeah.
Bridge, good game. But otherwise...
And Orcs Must Die still all the time.
Stop using Stadia altogether now that you have...
Yeah, no need.
Stadia, I don't
think... I would be using it if I didn't have it on your computer.
Yeah.
Probably.
But The Ascent.
The Ascent is fucking balls.
Dope. It looks incredible. The lighting and
it
everything.
It does, yeah. There were some like technical issues when it first came out, but they've...
Was that on PC as well? I thought that was just everything. Xbox. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because for some reason, I guess...
I think they might have patched it faster on PC or something.
That could be.
So that's people were pissed about that.
I didn't play it day one. Mm-hmm. I got the Xbox the week after it came out.
Yeah.
And so it may have been patched at that point, but I guess when it first came out on Game Pass, ray tracing wasn't working at all.
Right.
and they said they were going to fix it. And when I played it, it looked fucking amazing. So I assumed ray tracing was on.
Yeah, I think they fixed it pretty quickly.
Yeah.
But the ray tracing is amazing. It's
some of the best lighting I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's very, very good looking game. But
it is isometric.
It's an isometric cyberpunk Diablo
twin stick shooter, but
Diablo like RPG, but with twin stick shooter.
Yeah, because it is an RPG for sure.
Yeah,
but and even Diablo with a controller, because I played that on PS3, felt kind of like a twin stick shooter at times, because you used one to run and one to roll or dodge, or depending on what your weapon was, shoot arrows or
right.
So it kind of felt like a twin stick depending on your class.
Yeah.
So yeah, it does control a lot. Like the Ascent kind of feels like Diablo on console.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and the environments are so detailed, and
it's crazy.
It's crazy because somebody did a mod that put it in first person, and it looks better than most.
Yeah, like it looks like it was made to be seen that way. That's how much detail they put into
it. It's fucking wild.
And half the time, because the camera's pulled relatively far back, because it gives you like a really big, wide kind of viewpoint.
Yeah.
Which is cool because a lot of the architecture kind of is vertical, and so it gives like a really like a depth to the look of it.
Yeah, it's like a diorama.
Yeah. So like a lot of those details you can't see at all.
Yeah.
Like because of just how far away you are in most cases. So it's cool that they put them in there.
Yeah.
And it's like 12 people, right?
12. Yeah, it's a studio of 12. And that's what really pissed me off when like they put the game out and people were like, why do you release a game in this state if it doesn't work?
12 people.
It's like 12 fucking people in a million different computer configurations. Like, you can't. No, just got them some fucking slack and relax and play a different game for a little while.
Remember when we were kids, not to be like one of those old-timey gamer stories, but just remember when a game came out and there was no fucking update, so if it sucked, it sucked.
At least they
can fix that shit now, and people, like, sometimes that happened. Games would get released to retail that were so glitchy that it was a total waste of your money. Like, it was barely playable,
right?
And they couldn't fix it, like if it was an N64 game or something. Remember Superman 64?
Right.
Not that I bought that, I rented it, but
yeah.
And we just dealt with that. That was
computer games had them sometimes.
True.
But usually it probably wasn't cheap to do that.
True. And I mean, if a huge studio bungles it, I can see being a little pissed. But yeah, 12 people?
Yeah.
Leave them alone.
It's the first game, too.
What'd you do? Yeah.
But it's fucking incredible. Like, you would never guess that it was only 12 people. There's a ton of lore and backstory.
Like just all the stuff that you can read.
Yeah, the concept is interesting. It's like a jail planet almost.
Yeah, but there is an upper, like, rich level to it. I know that's later in the game.
Right, yep.
But you start in, what the fuck's it called?
Deep Stink.
The Deep Stink. You start in the sewers of the Deep Stink.
And you're an indentured servant.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I thought you were.
At first. That's why they call you an indent all the time.
I didn't think of what that meant. I was probably like really fucking high or something. I thought I was like just a freelance, like mercenary kind of person looking for work.
No,
like,
you're doing the work.
Oh,
like at to, first.
I see.
At first.
They probably explained that.
It's like a sentence of some kind.
Indent. I get it now.
Yeah. It can get kind of hard. Two,
it does get hard fast,
but it does
steep learning.
Not necessarily fast, though.
For me, it was like I got out of the sewers and I was on my way to like my next big mission, and I
died
a lot.
You have to be careful where you go. That's the key.
Yeah, and
watch what level is recommended for each quest before you.
Yes, because they mean that shit.
Yeah,
but also. I think I just need to get better at the cover system because it's a little strange at first.
Yeah, but it's fucking genius.
It does work well when I just forget to do it.
Because it's not just the cover part. So what's interesting about it is like with a regular twin stick shooter, you're pew, 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 and you move, move, move. And those are your two motions, right? So you're on a two-dimensional plane.
Yeah.
And when you're playing a first-person shooter or something, you're looking up, down, left, right. It's three dimensions. So I guess this is sort of like a half measure toward FPS or something, because it adds the upward looking.
It's like three different or two different levels.
Right. So yeah, there's crouch. When you're crouched, you're shooting low.
And then, yeah, you can like look up higher.
And then your regular standing is the middle. And then if you hold down the left trigger, you lift the, depending on where you are, like if you're behind cover, like if you're squatting, crouched is the word. If you're crouched.
A tactical squat.
If you're taking a tactical squat and you hit the left trigger, then you'll lift the gun over the cover.
Right. Which is what I forget to do a lot. So I would just like get behind cover.
That's pretty vital.
Just stand the fuck up.
And that's like that's pretty vital. But then also if you're standing like in the regular position and you hold the left trigger, then you aim upward, which depending on what kind of enemy it is, like that could be a headshot instead of a body shot.
Yeah.
So like if somebody's the same height as you, if one of the enemies is the same height, then you get critical hits that way. But then like other enemies are short and you can't shoot them at all when you're aiming up or middle. You have to be aiming low.
That's true. Cause in any other twin stick game, they're
doesn't
all
account
on
for
your
that.
Level.
Yeah.
So that is a pretty smart innovation.
Yeah. It's very cool.
How far have you gotten?
Let me see.
Cause if I had to guess, I'm 3 or 4 hours in. I need to start playing it again, but I just got sidetracked on so many others. Oh, I also bought, we talked about it before when you played it a little bit, but Immortals Fenyx Rising, because it was on sale.
Oh, yeah.
Good game. Real good.
Okay. I have 15.2 hours.
Oh, okay. So you're pretty far, but it's pretty lengthy from what I understand.
With like all the side quests and
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the main story is probably, what, 25, 30 hours?
I don't think it's that long.
Really?
No, I think it's like 15.
Oh.
Or 20 maybe.
Huh.
But yeah, I've been doing a lot of side missions and shit because it's just fun. It's just a fun fucking game.
Yeah.
It just feels good. And you got all your modifying and augmentations and all the cyberpunk shit and very cool power-ups and very cool weapons.
And it feels more like the vibe I want in a cyberpunk game than what we got in Cyberpunk 2077 overall.
It's very similar, though.
It is.
It's just that there's no aliens in Cyberpunk 2077.
True.
That's the difference.
And it's not, Cyberpunk didn't feel as gritty, even though it was. I mean, it was gritty.
It depends, yeah. I mean, a lot of it was pretty, I'd say pretty similar. Pretty cyberpunk.
Well, no doubt, but I don't know. Maybe it's the humor in The Ascent, because it does have some.
Yeah, like, and the voice acting's really good, too.
Yeah.
Surprisingly. But yeah, I think it's only $30.
Or if you have Game Pass, it's on there.
Yeah, it's on there too.
So, and you can get Game Pass on PC.
Pippi, and it's $5 cheaper.
It is, because they're tacking on the cost of playing online on Xbox Live into Game Pass Ultimate.
Right.
Game Pass is also EA Play or whatever the fuck they call there, so you get all of that too.
Yeah.
But lame that their versions of Mass Effect and what's the other one? The other trilogy. I don't know. But they're not the remasters. They're just the regular old versions on Game Pass.
Yeah.
Because they want you to go buy the.
Yeah, there's always going to be something.
But yeah, I don't really care.
In this economy, huh? I've also been playing a fuckload of Mad Max.
Oh, yeah.
The throwback from 2015, I think.
Is it that old?
I think so. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, damn.
But they came out like around the movie time, the time the Fury Road came out.
Within the same year, I'd say.
Yeah.
And, but it's not really connected.
It's not related, yeah. It's just like another take on Mad Max. It's a different character altogether. It's not Tom Hardy or Mel Gibson.
Yeah.
But it's still Max.
It's like a,
it's like Earth 2 Max.
Or like how James Bond as a character.
Yeah, kind of like
is
that.
It's the same character, but yeah. It's totally different vibe.
Right. This game fucking rules, and it's probably cheap as hell now, but...
I liked what I played of it. I still have it digitally on PS4.
Yeah, I played it when it came out, like maybe, I think, 10 hours or something.
Mm-hmm. Something else came out that was very similar and post-apocalyptic around the same time.
That may be.
Might have been Borderlands 2.
Possibly. Yeah, I don't remember.
Or Rage? No, Rage 2 was newer.
That was pretty recent. But I just forgot how fucking good it is, and it's awesome how like your stats, like it's an RPG. It's a car-PG.
Really.
It's because your car is your character. Like you don't
pretty much.
You upgrade Max's abilities a little bit, but like the game, you spend the game like
building
and upgrading your car.
Post-apocalyptic dream buggy
war machine, so that you can exact revenge on Scrotus.
I forgot his name was Scrotus.
The bad guy's name was Scrotus.
Didn't they destroy your car at the start?
Yeah. And that's why you got to kill him. He also, I think,
did chainsawed something
him or something.
Yeah.
He got a chainsaw in the head, Scrotus. But he survived.
Scrotus.
But yeah, and then the fighting system on, like, you do a lot of driving and, I mean, car combat, like with harpoons and shit.
But it's probably the best car combat.
Great. It's great. And it's very rewarding when you upgrade shit. And then you have like a shotgun, so there's some ranged element, but not much. On the ground fighting is hand to hand because there's not a lot of ammo.
Yeah.
So you do a lot of punching, kicking, karate chopping. And it plays like a Batman, like an Arkham game or like Shadow of War.
What team made that?
I don't know. Avalanche.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. It's Avalanche and WB Games published it.
That's right.
So there's some kind of lineage between that and Arkham and the Lord of the Rings, Middle Earth games, which all have the same kind of combat, which I love. I'm a big fan of that. But yeah, and it's open world. There's a lot of different little...
it's very brown. It's very brown,
but the graphics hold up.
Yeah, it looks like, good for the time, even on PS4.
Yeah, and now I can play it in 4K on my TV or 144 hertz on my monitor.
Yeah.
And it's upgraded to a point where it feels just like, I mean, it feels like it could have been a modern game. Like, even though it's
kind of a shame it didn't get a sequel.
Yeah.
Maybe it will one day if they want. Maybe
there is a pretty active fan base.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people still play this game.
Is there a lot of modding in the PC community?
There's a fair amount. There's a good amount. But yeah, I mean, it's just one of those games that has a shitload of stuff to do, and it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about it for new stuff that I haven't talked about.
I dipped in and out of a whole bunch, like almost too much to even mention. So I guess it would be best to save some of those for when I've played them a bit more.
Yeah. There was a sale on Steam for the Escapists series of games, including the Survivalists, and I just bought that, but I haven't played it yet.
I've never played those. They have like the cube guy looking art, right?
It's 2D though, so it's like pixel.
Oh, it is
pixely.
Okay.
Yeah, but one of them is like a survival game, and it was cheap, so I bought it. I heard it's good.
I need to start Grounded.
Yeah,
because I have that now too.
That fucking rocks.
Didn't you say your game time on that was like 2 full days or something?
Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, it was 2 days. And because it goes by day, which none of the other ones do. But since that one's in the Xbox, Microsoft, Windows store.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Do they just call it the Xbox store on there, on PC?
I think so, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Xbox.
I'm going to download tomorrow. the new version of Myst that's coming out. I just want to try it. Like, see, that's something I wouldn't run out and buy. But since I can just wake up in the morning and download it, fuck yeah, I'm going to try new Myst.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Like, hell yeah. It's like you can control your full movement now. So it's not like just static images that you click in and then change the background.
Yeah, it's like it's a 3D remake.
Exploration. Yeah.
Cool.
Definitely try it, even if I only play it for an hour.
Yeah, it's worth a shot.
I got to do Flight Simulator as well. I just need a lot of space.
Yeah.
It's like 100 and some odd gigs, even on Xbox.
I also, there was a sale from QuakeCon. There's a QuakeCon sale for all the id games. So I got the season pass for Doom Eternal.
Oh, yeah.
and started playing the Ancient Gods, I think is what it's called, DLC. And it's fucking fun. That game is fun. And that's a game that I really do see, like, it feels so good at a high refresh rate.
Oh, yeah.
Like it's a much bigger difference than I expected. But yeah, it's still really fucking hard, too. But it's good. It doesn't get boring, and you never stop moving.
Yeah, you have to stay in constant motion. I found that was one thing that I had to adjust to when I played it.
Yeah. Yep, you're always moving. No cover. No mask.
No way. Have you ever seen any videos where people break the camera and so you can see him moving around the map?
Doom guy,
yeah. Because, like, you move really fast.
Yeah, right.
And he is a full character model. So, like, if you pull the camera back and just, like, see him move, it looks absurd because he's just like, pew, 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 pew.
Yeah.
<'Cause> I bet. <it's>...
Yeah. He's a fast man.
He's a demon. He's a slayer demon. Or whatever.
So, you got any other games you want to talk about, or you want to do a fun game segment?
We'll do Schmegment of... What did we call this last time? I think we explained that we were using a random name generator with a bunch of terms that we put in there
right.
to make games.
Game titles.
Game titles that we were going to pitch. But did we have a name for what we were calling it? Was it just...
Did we?
I don't think so. We'll have to come up with one.
Hmm.
The app is called Dubain's Games.
Right. Which I guess we could call it that.
Just call it Dubain's Games, yeah.
Dubain's Games. So yeah, we're going to just generate some games and then pitch them.
Got one coming to the bargain bins right out the gate from, it's probably like D4 Publishing or something. This one here, your edgy uncle would find at Kmart. Murder Heck.
Murder Heck?
Murder Heck.
Yeah, I feel like Heck is a...
It's teen. It's not mature. He knew your parents wouldn't let you play it.
Right, right. So Heck is an acronym.
That's what this game was made for.
Heck is definitely an acronym.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely an acronym.
Yeah, yeah.
Murder Heck.
Murder Heck. I like that.
So.
For like $3.99?
Yeah.
Can't beat it. let's see. Dick Void. We got Dick Void coming out.
Sequel to Dark Void.
Yeah. Yep, same jetpack. Bigger cock.
Totally naked.
And huge.
It's like a Skinamax version of it.
Right, yeah.
Crossover with Come Suit Larry.
That's right. Yep, the swinging dick collection with jetpack.
Dark Void. Underrated. Bad, though. Like, it wasn't the worst thing I've ever played.
It had issues.
It did. I wouldn't know how to pitch them necessarily, but I just got two foots in a row.
Foot?
Foot detective.
Foot detective?
Foot detective.
I like foot detective.
And one was foot dungeon.
Foot dungeon?
Foot dungeon.
Oh, that's great.
It'd be a whole series of foot games.
GameCube, Dreamhead.
Dreamhead?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's definitely, I mean, it's like it's a Kinect game where you pantomime, you know.
Well, it can't be Kinect if it's GameCube.
This one's Kinect, and it's GameCube.
Okay.
And you get points for your head game. And so you just pantomime sucking dicks or sucking pussies or, you know.
Do you think there was ever much of a homebrew?
I bet there Kinect is. There's community. Everything. There's everything. Dreamhead
coming soon.
You get a lot of points. I got a good one.
Go for it.
Turkey saber.
Is this a saber for like four turkeys?
No.
No. Only
you're
on
fighting
turkeys?
Them. Yeah. Okay. So there was an outbreak of a turkey virus. The turkey virus actually turned people into turkeys, like instead of zombies. Turkey people hybrids. They're kind of like, they're just these weird in-betweens.
They did this on Rick and Morty.
Are you shitting me?
Literally, yeah.
God damn.
There was like a Thanksgiving special where there were like human turkey hybrids and everything.
Hit me up. I can write for that fucking show. I don't care. It's So never mind. I fucking hate Turkey Saber. I'm over it.
There was, I can't remember if there were any sabers, so you might have.
Well, you just kill them with swords, okay?
Yeah.
That's it. Bug Party.
Tongue Lord.
Oh. Tongue Lord? That's a simulation game.
It's another.
It's another. It's another head simulator.
But this one's VR.
Yes.
Tongue Lord.
Tongue Lord VR.
I like this one. This could be a Donkey Kong spin-off or like knockoff. Monkey Burst. We got Monkey Burst. You play it with a Donkey Konga drum.
I was going to say, it sounds like a rhythm game.
Yeah.
Fart Mutant.
That's like Booger Man.
Fart Mutant was a Sega game.
Oh, absolutely. Genesis. It was a Sticky Kid game.
It was sure. A game for Sticky Kids.
Booger Man is a Sticky Kid game.
Booger Man. I forgot that was real.
Yeah. So the Fart Mutant definitely vibes with the Genesis.
It may be a spiritual successor.
It very well could be.
Fart Mutant. Jet Fist.
Jet Fist. There's a game coming out called Fist, isn't there? F-I-S-T. You're a rabbit with a robot arm.
Oh, that's right.
I think it's called, it's something Fist.
Yeah, and it's an acronym. Murder Fist. Murder.
Pee-pee syndrome.
Ooh, Fantasy Kingdom. I like that. It's simple. It's old school. Fantasy Kingdom.
Fantasy Kingdom.
Everything is just vague. Everything is just basic. It's like you play as knight.
You are knight.
You have.
So it's Kingdom Come Deliverance.
Yeah. 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 I like it.
Horse Cult. I would absolutely play Horse Cult.
Horse Cult?
Yeah.
Is it a simulation game?
I assume it is. It's got to be
like a management sim of cultists.
Of cultists,
of course, but they're horses.
They're basically horse girls went cult.
Okay, so they're humans. They're humans. They worship the horse.
They worship the horse.
Okay.
Horse worship.
Horse worship. Horse worship.
That's a whole genre.
That's a whole genre.
That's true.
I've been getting really in the horse worship games lately. Just been in the mood for a little horse worship.
You know, every now and then.
What you got for horse worship games? Red Dead kind of is a horse worship.
It's a gateway.
Horse
drug.
Worship.
It's a gateway to horse worship is what.
Horse worship.
It's hard to say.
Horse worship. That's a bunch of horse worship.
Like Codswallop.
Yeah.
Horse worship.
Yeah. Did you wash your horse? Yeah, horse worship.
not
then there's horse worship.
Oh, like a warship.
Yeah.
Run by horses.
Yeah. Yep. Meat sports.
It's like Wii Sports?
Yeah, but it's all meat.
They even got the guy from that YouTube video that horks hot dogs to be on the cover.
Oh, yeah, the hot dog sucker.
I hadn't thought about that guy in
horks?
Forever.
Did you say hork?
He horks them down.
Is that a real word?
I think so.
Hork.
That's,
you're not thinking of Hork Bajir?
No.
The Hork Bajir Chronicles?
I
gotta look it up. Hork.
It's like
Hork.
That's what the sound he makes when he does makes me think Hork.
Yeah, Hork. It's slang to eat hastily or greedily, to gobble. Hork.
You know what I
Hork
learned?
The herald angels sing.
You know what I learned that sickened me is that. I think it might be Connecticut. It's like
Connecticut on GameCube.
Yeah, the very different game if it was set in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Way more violent.
But they refer, it's like a colloquialism. Hot dogs are known as gaggers.
Ew.
Gonna go back, toss a couple gaggers on the grill.
That's horrible.
It's disgusting. I think it was Connecticut.
That just reminds me, earlier Olivia texted me. And she said, I'd like to alter the course of your life by letting you know, I just saw someone say mouth dog in place of blowjob.
What?
Yeah. As like a euphemism for blowjob.
Getting a mouth dog?
Yeah.
Ew.
It's weird. It's very weird. And then that made me think of, I was like, those words just like phonetically are like the least sexy words.
Mouth dog?
Mouth dog. But then I was like, but they use it in, like, people call doggy style, doggy style.
True.
And then that made me think.
Is it just the word mouth?
Mouth.
Mouth.
No, dog, like, I don't know, animals aren't sexy to me.
No, well, no.
But specifically dogs, like, people will call, like, something that's bad a dog, you know?
True.
Or whatever, I don't know. But anyway.
It's a real dog. But also you got hot dogs.
Hot doggy. That dog don't hunt. But then, yeah, that reminded me, and that made me think of, like, probably most mammals fuck that way, right? Like a dog, the way, same way a dog does, a hump.
I think so. Any four-legged mammal, yeah.
So why is it called doggy style? Like, who decided dog and not, why isn't it rhino style? You know, they do it the same way.
That's true. Rhino style sounds pretty badass.
Yeah, rhino style. Oh yeah, then I hit it rhino style. I'm gonna hit that rhino style. Donkey style would be pretty good.
Donkey style.
Donkey style. It's the same thing, but more kicking.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So let's just use them interchangeably.
What about hippo?
Hippo style?
Like, can they, as creatures, physically do it that way? They're so roped.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure the bottom's got to be down on the ground.
Maybe they do it in the water.
Oh, probably. Hippopotamus.
Hippos are mean as fuck.
Hippopotamus. Hungry, hungry Diplos?
I would play Turbo Beast, unquestionably.
You sure?
Turbo Beast.
Turbo Beast? It's, yeah. That sounds like a Flash game.
Yeah, I try it.
It's a Flash game.
Oh, Doomhog.
Doomhog, wow.
I got Doomhog followed by Crystal Pigs.
Crystal Pigs. Oh, I like that. I'm imagining space pigs, like spaceships that are shaped like pigs.
Oh, this one's depressing. Just American Hell.
It's just a hardcore band.
It probably is.
Probably.
American Nightmare is.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, I imagine this game is just a life simulator. First person, and you're an American citizen, and it's supposed to simulate what American life is, but it was made by a small developer in Czechoslovakia.
Okay. Yeah, I like that. That's pretty much a thing. Like, there's a VR game that's kind of like that, but it's tongue in cheek, like on purpose.
Mm-hmm. I think I've seen it.
Horseshoes and hand grenades or something. I think that's what it was called.
Maybe you told me about it because I don't think that's on Quest.
Right. No, it's a PC. It's like a Steam VR game.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's like that. There's a lot of shooting guns and eating hot dogs in VR.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
American Hell.
Yeah. American Hell. Blood Mutant.
Oh.
Another mutant. Oh, I like this one, though. Dad Hero. It comes with a peripheral, just like Guitar Hero, but it's a sun.
It's still only got five buttons.
It's a big plastic sun with five buttons on its head.
It's got one. Well, no, there's one on the head, one on the hand.
It comes. You can get a daughter, too, or you can get a unisex one.
It's also it's
any one
like,
kind you want.
If you're good at bop it, you can play Dad Hero real well.
Yeah, you just have to slap the kid around.
Hit him in the head, like
to be a dad hero, when your kid says something stupid, you got to slap him on the back of the head.
But then when they praise, you got to hit him on the top.
Then you got to tap him on the pat him on the top. And then if they talk shit, you got to punch him in the head.
It's got an accelerometer in it.
Oh yeah, it knows.
And a whammy bar.
It's got a whammy bar. Oh shit. A little flourish.
You know, I play down the bar, and every once in a while, I just throw in a little whammy bar. Wow. Throw them for a little loop.
Wow, yeah, bye.
Throw in a little whammy bar.
How bye.
Muscle party. Dip pinball.
Ooh, bit pigs.
I like that.
That's probably a clicker, like an idle clicker.
Oh, yeah, idle game.
Bit pig. Dead Weasels.
Mm.
It's like a gritty crime game.
Devolver?
Yeah. Yeah, Devolver, definitely.
So it's a... What was the name of it again?
I forgot. Because I went on to the next one. And it's Cumshot City.
It's like that game that we found.
That was Cumshot City, yeah.
On Steam.
Last episode, we found this game on Steam.
That I was forgot like an open world that.
Fuck game.
Ugh.
Cumshot City.
It had visuals akin to like an N64 game that was so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, like an N64 Family Guy game.
Cumshot City.
Yep. Yeah.
Another good. Knockoff. Good That's knockoff. Some... Tomb Raider.
Tomb Raider. It's just the same, pretty much, but shitty.
Yeah, it's the mobile version that, again, real bad yeah. knockoff.
Rope game.
Let's do it. Clip Party. Final Hog.
Final Hog. Whoa. That's a fighting game.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like Final Fight, but with pigs.
Just pigs. Oh, that reminds me. For some reason, I tried that new remake of Battletoads.
Yeah.
Did not care for it too much, gotta say.
Is it super hard?
It's pretty hard, but it's... I mean, I didn't play it for very long, because what I didn't like was just the whole vibe of it.
Oh.
Like the... Because I played the original, and I don't recall it being voiced or anything like that, so the characters were way more annoying, so it was just yucky.
Oh, I see.
But it's... Frogs called Wart and like Snot or Piss or something yeah. like that. And their voices are super annoying. Not for me. You keep your Battletoads.
Battletoad?
Final Hog would be way better.
Final Hog is game of the year material for
Absolutely.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's the next Hades.
Bush Dungeon. So it's a dungeon crawler.
But you're on the Bush compound in Maine.
Oh, I was thinking you're at the Bush Beer Factory.
Oh.
Or just in the bush. Dynamite Horizon.
Hmm.
That sounds legitimate. Mario Racer. It's Mario Kart, but faster.
Way faster.
Street Boat.
Street Boat. I would absolutely play.
I'd play the fuck out of Street Boat. You can customize your Street Boat.
Oh, yeah. You can get
it. It's a boat. It's a boat, but it also yeah, goes on the street.
Do not call it a car.
It goes on the street.
Fuck you. It's not a car. It's my street boat.
It's a boat. Happens to have a couple of wheels on it.
Or not. What if instead...
It hovers.
What if it still functioned like an outboard motor? So like you had maybe one wheel on the front of the hull to keep the front of it up. And then you still had a motor on the back with a propeller type thing, but it's just turned the other way. So it's got a tire that you use like a rudder for your car.
Okay, yeah.
And so it still drives like a boat. You're like, wah, so, yeah, you're still, it's still open air. It's just... Going through traffic? Hell yeah.
Yeah, I love that.
Street boat for life. Bean party. Fright pump. This one's just dumb. It's a, I just think it's funny to put them together. Gooch queef.
I got Superman.
Just two words.
Superman.
Christian game Spirit Sports.
That's a good one. What do they do?
They have prayer competitions.
Mm-hmm.
They have shut-ins.
Okay.
At the local church.
Yeah.
What a weird thing. Local youth church shut-in.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's a creepy thing to be like, hey, kids, all the kids come here, and you're staying here tonight.
Yeah.
You're staying here with God tonight. You're staying with me.
Rope Mansion.
Oh. Rope game, stepping it up.
You swing around and it's on a mountain. I mean, a mansion.
This sounds like a game that, well,
Ghost
I mean.
Ghost Daddy.
That could be
it's a dating sim.
Definitely. I was thinking it was a like a weird tie-in to the movie Ghost, but
right.
It's a sequel.
Not Ghost Dad. No.
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 Ghost Daddy.
Right.
Waterman. I mean, Mega Man exists, so Waterman could totally be a thing.
Yeah. That's also the Kmart Aquaman.
Oh yeah, Waterman.
Waterman. Corn Shooter.
That was a Wii. It came with a free Wii Zapper.
Yep.
And it came in, it was by what's that company? Zoo Games.
Zoo Games.
They'd GameStop would get 30 copies of it at Christmas time.
Yeah.
And they'd be bulk stacked. Yeah. That's absolutely what that would be.
Yeah. And there'd be new versions like monthly.
Yeah.
Bone wrestling.
I would play that.
It's skeletons wrestling. So there's a lot more breakage.
A lot more clacking sounds.
Yeah. It's way louder.
Very loud.
Yeah. But they don't have tongues, so they can't like talk or anything.
No.
So
just clack a clack about.
Skeleton. Worm detective.
I'd play that.
Yeah.
It's Earthworm Jim, but gritty.
But yeah, you got to hunt down. Oh, you are Worm and you hunt down criminals.
Mm-hmm. It's like Earthworm Jim, but on like a neo-noir.
Okay. Yeah, I like that.
I wish the creator of Earthworm Jim wasn't a piece of shit.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that.
Did I get this one last time we did this? Come Shop Bukkake?
I don't think so.
Okay.
But that was probably a game we saw on Steam.
Oh, that's probably it.
As was my next one, Panty Time.
Yeah, there's probably like 18.
Oh, like, Panty Time?
Yep.
Definitely. And it's got overwhelmingly positive reviews.
Dark Funk.
Dark Funk. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I like that as a musical genre.
Dark Funk. It's like
dark.
It's like that kind of synthy goth wave kind of stuff, but also funk.
So yeah.
Like you can dance to it in a normal way.
Yeah.
Not just by like shuffling and staring at the ground. Funk. Dark funk.
That's a dark ass funk.
This sounds like a terrorist situation. Motocross bomber.
Oh, yeah.
Foot doctor. What? That's probably a real simulator.
Foot there. Doctor? Oh, foot yeah. Doctor. And it's sexual.
It's got to be.
Butt rider. Pee-pee City. Didn't you get that one? Pee-pee City.
I got pee-pee something.
What about Foot Crisis?
Foot Crisis.
My app really likes foot right now. Really into foot.
That would be an actual physical arcade game. You got to stomp on something, like a lever or a pedal.
Yeah.
It's down, they had it down the boat with a boardwalk, down Salisbury Beach.
Yeah, that's right.
They got Foot Crisis.
Foot Crisis. I got the high score.
On Foot Crisis one.
I did.
Once.
So. Dick Man.
Oh, this just sounds metal. Murder Star.
Murder Star. Oh, yeah. I like that. That could be a weapon.
Or the name of your ship, the Murder Star.
Oh, yeah.
Sort of the Murder Star just entered the system.
Oh, shit.
It's like, well, Death Star already exists.
That's true.
So Murder Star, I guess.
What about Piss Bukkake?
It's just piss.
It's all piss.
Oops, all piss.
Oops. It's piss. It's all piss.
Oops.
It's all been piss. Jesus Sniper.
Are you Jesus being a sniper?
Yeah.
So it's another Christian game.
From up in space.
You're sniping non-believers from a cloud.
Yeah. Sword Ocean. Ooh, Panty Mutilator.
Oh, no. Oh, I just got one that I hate. Mother Queef. Another simulator, American Rancher.
Oh, yeah. That would do very exists. Well.
Yeah. Used a farmhand.
Atomic Boat.
Like anything that's got a boat in it, I'm going to try it.
Ooh, Trigger Matrix.
That sounds edgy.
Yeah.
That's real but, edgy.
Or it could be an arcade bullet hell game.
I was going to say a bullet hell.
Yeah.
Nun Inc.
Yeah, it's a nun management simulator.
We got something like that before, too.
Yeah.
What did we settle on? Something about the Robo Pope and...
Oh, Nunpunk, you mean?
Nunpunk, that's what it was, yeah. Stank TV.
Stank TV, oh, shit. Long-awaited
sequel to Smash TV.
Yeah.
Stank TV.
Love that.
Beef Pimp.
Now there's a management sim.
Beef Pimp.
Beef Pimp. Pimping out your beef.
So this would be like, I would market it as like a road rash. Road slug?
Road slug, yeah.
Road slug.
Well, it's like, it's when they got the Metal Slug characters in Road Rash.
Oh, yeah. Road Rash X Metal Slug. Road slug.
Road slug. Motocross Bukkake.
That's a whole genre of porn, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All wearing Fox Racing gear. Another boat. Murder boat.
Atomic Funk.
That sounds cool too.
Motor Man. let's see. Let's get one more good one.
It's like how generic this one is. Legend of Story.
Yeah, I like those ones. They would sell.
Baseball Ball.
That's good. Ooh, Horse Patrol.
Ah.
That's it.
Horse Patrol.
You're on Horse Patrol, but you're also a horse.
Oh, so you were like a god among horses.
Yeah, but you're patrolling, watching out for other horses.
Oh, so you're like a, you're not like a horse cop though, right?
You're not a horse cop. God.
Okay.
You're just a regular old horse who raises to power, becomes a guerrilla soldier.
Oh, okay. Okay.
In the horse revolution.
Like horse revolution.
Yeah. Horse takeover. War for the Planet of the Horse.
Oh, I would watch that.
Yeah. They should do the Planet of the Apes movies, reboot them.
With a different animal?
But with horse.
Or goat.
Yeah. Or bears.
Oh, just do them all.
Yeah. Planet of the Jumanji.
Or I get that, like, they, in Planet of the Apes terms, were the ones to raise, like, evolve to human equivalency.
Yeah.
But why no other smart animals?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, because, like, maybe some animals would have made it to a level of what gorillas were. So, like, you'd have some weird cat thing that's kind of dopey and talks. It's like,
dolphins could get there.
Oh, what if they didn't do, a reboot, but just an... they never show what goes on in the ocean in Planet of the Apes.
No.
So what if it is a dolphin civilization down there? They should have done that. Should have done it.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg.
Get him back. Get Timmy Burton out of his... Claymation dungeon.
I forget that was Tim Burton.
Yeah.
That's weird. What a piece of shit that movie was. Well, that's, you got anything else?
No.
Me neither. So we'll see you guys in a month or so.
Yes, sir.
Keep tabs on our Instagram.
Yeah. It's @goodgraphicspod.
Word.
I'm going to go play more Psychonauts.
Beef.
Yeah.
Beef.
Whoa.
Beef. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
See you. Bye.